You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruryak. You are also listening to Andre Memari and his trio playing keyboard at this moment in our studio. He is a Brazilian jazz pianist who has a lot of fun. So does his percussionist. Ah, we're getting a little of the NPR feel in there, aren't we? His percussionist is Sergio Hezzi, and his bassist Neymar Diaz is here too. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
So they are here performing through the weekend on the Mondavi stage on the UC Davis campus, and they have been touring in the California area, but first time in this area. And Andre, I think you're in one of the warmest spots in the United States right now.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. What do Americans know about Brazilian music that is more than just under a big umbrella of perhaps Latin jazz?
Well, I guess American artists is more related to the bossa nova things because of Tom Jobim and Sinatra, and all the jazz players always love to play the bossa nova tunes by Jobim. But Brazilian music is, of course, not only that. And so we are bringing another view of Brazilian music this time here at Mondavi.
All right, since you're here and you have instruments, I'm going to ask you to play it a little bit. So, Andre, for me, give me a few lines. Dance on the keyboard a little bit in what you think is a true Brazilian sound.
Well, we just played a little snippet of Ernesto Nazaré. I would say that he's like our Scott Joplin, as you know, the father of the Brazilian piano tradition, just like here Joplin is for the North American piano. And we played just a little bit. We can play a little more of that.
All right. Well, let's go right into it. We are going to have a whole segment here of live music. So enjoy this, and we'll talk more. This is the Andre Memari Trio. The Andre Memari Trio with Sergio Hezzi and bassist Neymar Diaz. I can tell as you're playing that you have a long history with each other, especially Sergio. How far back?
I've been playing with Andre since like 21 or 22 years.
And how is the atmosphere for starting out as a young person trying to find bands to play in and places to play?
In the very beginning, it was very, very difficult to me. I didn't come from a family of musicians, and I have to do step by step. And I really remember when I first met Andre, we were in a big band of young musicians, and was like we connect really in the first time. So since then, we've been playing together and having a lot of fun together.
Do you remember that time, Andre?
Very well, yes.
What were you playing, what drums at that time? Because now there's a whole spectrum of instruments you play.
I always loved the drum set, the trap set, the American drum set. But I, since I was born in Brazil and raised in Brazil, I got used to play Brazilian percussion instruments. And then I try to mix the drums, the tradition of the drum set, with along with the Brazilian sounds and also Brazilian instruments. So I try to don't think as a regular drummer, but I try to use the drums as an orchestral instrument, you know.
That's Sergio Hezzi. In your program at the Mondavi, you're really taking us to a turning point in jazz in Brazil. So if we started with the familiar bossa nova, describe what you do with the show that you're touring with and the new album.
Yes, we have this new album being produced right now. That's a tribute to the Clube da Esquina, or the Corners Club. And Corners Club is beautiful movement in Brazil because there are different streams of music that coexist, including bossa nova. So Milton Nascimento, the voice that was leading that whole movement, you know, you have all this music coming from pop, from classical, from jazz, and it's all blended beautifully. And that's the center of our concert here in Mondavi is the music of the Clube da Esquina, of course, in our own arrangements, in an instrumental form, of course. There are songs, but we are not going to sing. And we have Neymar Dias playing not only the acoustic and electric bass, but also the viola caipira, who's a folk instrument in Brazil, and that he's a master of that instrument. So I would say that our trio has this language, you know, that we've been developing for many, many years of playing together. And the music of the Clube da Esquina is like our main subject.
And the viola caipira, Neymar, is like a 10-string guitar? Would
yes,
that be the comparison?
It's a often open tune. Can be in G open or E open. In each region of Brazil, they play in different ways, and like we speak in many regions of Brazil. I started to play viola at age of 4,
wow,
long time ago. Yeah.
Were your parents musicians?
My father was a musician, and then I started to learn by myself other instruments, bass, guitar, but I still play viola caipira. So.
That reminds me of a story, Andre. Your mom was a pianist.
An accordion player, yes.
And when she became pregnant with you, what happened in your family?
Wow, that's really nice, because my mother always dreamt about having a piano. And then when my father knew she was pregnant, he gave her a piano and also gave me a piano. When I was born, I already have the piano, and it looks like my mother started giving me birth on the piano bench. So I was doomed.
Well, I'm ready to hear more music. Okay. What would you like to perform next for us?
Let's go to the music of Clube da Esquina that I talked about. We can play a song by Lo Borges and Milton Nascimento. Tudo que você podia ser, or All You Could Be.
Thank you. the Andre Memari Trio. They're performing live in our studio. They will be at the Mondavi Center on the UC Davis campus with shows tonight at 7 o'clock, then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock. This is the first tour in the U.S. for a number of years for you, right?
Yeah, I've been touring the U.S. mostly solo piano for quite a while.
But not recently.
Yes, but the trio tour is the first one, and it's been great. We had great opportunities, beautiful venues, and we played Dizzy's in New York. We played the Kennedy Center in Washington and many other beautiful venues. We played the Cumbia Jazz here in Santa Cruz. It was memorable for us. And yeah, I'm pretty new to the West Coast, so I hope I can come back soon.
Andre, when that Club de Esquina album was first created in the 70s, you weren't even born yet, were you?
That's true. But I wasn't born when Johann Sebastian Bach was writing music as well.
That's true. You have a point.
That's the beauty about music, because it's good music is timeless, right? And yes, the Club de Esquina album, the legendary album, is from 1972. Mm-hmm. But this music is so much alive until this day that, you know, we can always revisit it and recreate it.
What kind of crowds greet you and listen to the music on the road? Sergio, who do you see showing up at your shows?
All types of people, all ages. And what I see, and I'm very happy here to see that people is feeling the music the way we want to share, you know. All the comments I have from people, the feedback I'm having this during this tour, they are exactly what I think, the way I think music has to touch people, the music we play. So I'm feeling really happy with this.
Neymar, I feel like the music is accessible. Do you know what I mean? That it's easy to connect with it. It's easy to not know music and be invited in by this music.
Yeah, sure. People, as Sergio said, people see our connection, and we're very happy to bring this to the people. And more or less what Sergio said about.
I think there's proof of that in the fact that you are crowdfunding this album.
Yes, as Club de Esquina is also a collective movement, you know, it was not like planned movement. That happened because there was so much love between this music and these friends of Minas Gerais, and we felt that the crowdfunding campaign would make sense for that new album. And I know we have this campaign going on, and that everybody can join us in making this new album, making it concrete. And so we have this campaign going on in Brazil. We have the recording, and also we plan to release a digital vinyl and other platforms as well.
You're here and you're playing live for us. I'd love to hear another selection. Do you have more music ready?
Oh, yeah.
You could probably play for the whole morning, couldn't you? Well, thank you. I'd like to introduce again the Andre Memari Trio, with Andre at the keyboard and Sergio Hezzi as the percussionist. Neymar Diaz is on bass. And let's go.
Thank you.
can see the Andre Mamari Trio live at the Mondavi Center on the UC Davis campus stage tonight at 7. Shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8. It's just fabulous to have you here in the studio. Before I let you go, will you dance a little of the NPR theme, which I know you love to improvise? And Ari Shapiro put you on the air with it. Please, Andre.
Can go on, you know, but I have a 30-minute improvisation on YouTube.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for being here, Andre Mamari and Sergio Hezzi and Neymar Diaz.
It's our pleasure. Thanks
Welcome.
For having us.
Yeah. Standing invitation anytime to come
Thank
back.
You.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We posted a link with more information about their shows. It's at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.